What's up, everybody? It's your favorite big forehead black man here, Ethan Foster, with a bunch of people that I hate. What's up, Caleb?
What's up, Ethan?
What?
I don't know. You want to say something, Kurt?
No, I'm good. Hey,
you're stupid, Gavin. I will kill your ginger ass. Gosh.
Let's talk about how Ethan is super toxic.
I'm not even toxic.
What?
Man, I ain't toxic, y'all. No, I'm not. I'm a good Christian boy. What you talking about? I have a Bible in my backpack. Yes, it does. Dude, okay, I'm trying to end that now.
Why would you say that?
I don't put black Jesus on my podcast,
you
dude.
Just...
That's what I've been saying. Thank you. Finally. Gosh. Sorry for the interruption, folks. The ginger messed it up again. If you have a local ginger in your area, kill him. But it's not from me. Because gingers are not minorities.
I recommend that you do this.
Shut up, white boy.
Gosh dang it, Gavin.
Hey, Gavin, we're recording. Welcome, everybody. It is your favorite half-black, half-white man, Ethan Foster, here for another episode. Say hi, Ginger.
No.
Hi, Ginger.
Hi, Ginger.
What's up, nigga?
Whoa. What's with the racism, Kurt?
Ooh, using names. Look at this guy's house. Oh,
dude, my pastor doesn't listen to this one. This one's secret. No. Gavin, you know what? You don't even know my pastor.
What kind of podcast is this? You're just talking to Gavin.
Dude, this podcast is just random stuff. It has no, like, specific thing.
Well, now you've ruined it, Caleb.
Yeah, exactly. Gosh, Caleb.
That's what I do best.
No, don't do that. Huh? No, bro. We'll just continue. Y'all ain't talking now that you're being recorded. That's trash.
I'm reading my book. Why can't I read my book?
It has black people on it.
Exactly.
Read the book to the podcast.
August on, blue and hot.
It says the N-word.
Wait, where did you see the N-word?
Right there! How do you not see that?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I wish you would read that. Let me read it.
Okay, you read it.
Yeah, I'm going to search on my username.
You know what? I'm not going to read that. I don't want to go down to the office.
Read it, Caleb.
I'm
yeah.
Not,
you read it.
Here, I'll
I'm
give you a temporary N-word pass.
I'm never going to say the N-word in my life.
I'm proud of you, Caleb.
Caleb, you read it in
your head. Yeah, he's probably like, oh, that nigger.
Yeah, I can read it in my head. That's different than saying it.
Sure, Caleb.
Unless you're reading it to your child when you're in.
I'm going to say neighbor.
That's so dumb.
One of these nights you watch neighbor.
Oh no. Okay.
Ethan is a little insecure but really cares about those around him. He makes everyone around him smile and is very funny.
Dude.
Even if he's not making a solid effort to do so, will make you want to instantly become best friends with him.
What?
He has a very comforting personality more than anything he can to make you feel at ease. He does have some deeper layers bringing people close to him to dissolve the Ethan's bond to make them feel comfortable enough around him to talk about any deep issues him or the other person are dealing with. He is the most comfortable person to talk to if you are feeling down or just want to deep into your issues without contracting.
Kehlani, what are you reading?
Dude, that is the perfect description of me.
Hold on, it's not done. Even if you don't know him in person, you know he's very easily the person you see through the half mask he sees puts on. And want to put people around him at ease, and then he may try to put him down, but... Oh.